We've heard of wheelchair basketball, tennis, and ice hockey played by those with legs that don't function, and we've heard of the Special Olympics. In the arts, there are wonderful organizations who help those with physical and mental disabilities to be a part of the St. Louis art scene. The Riverfront Times had a terrific article entitled Thespians on Wheels, Joan Lipkin's Disability Project is on a Roll, written by Amy Levitt. Levitt says, there are many ways to fight for social change, marching, shouting, stripping. Joan Lipkin has tried them all. Lipkin has always preferred the theater. On this sunny morning, she's about to launch the 14th season of the Disability Project, known as the DP. It is one of the few theater groups in the country that produces original shows and promotes disability rights. Under Lipkin's direction, actors have put together a collection of sketches based on experiences from their own lives. Once an audience sees what life is like for a disabled person, Lipkin believes, they'll think and behave differently. Disability theater, according to Lipkin, can be related to her feminist bent, since both disabled people and women are often defined by their bodies. Joan Lipkin has received numerous awards and honors for her unique work in this specialized area of theater arts. Olivia Laz Gonzalez, director of the Sheldon Art Galleries, has had several exhibitions at the Children's Art Gallery, a gallery within the art galleries, which highlighted the works of children with autism and another with children with muscular dystrophy. She is currently planning a collaboration with VSA Missouri for next year. VSA Missouri, headed up by artist Gina Alvarez, is an inclusive organization for both folks with and without disabilities, which allows access to both the visual and literary arts. VSA stands for Vision, Strength, and Access, and has its first home located in the artsy Maplewood area. The organization has branches all over the country and is actually international. Our local group has programs throughout Missouri and publishes an anthology with beautiful writings, poetry, and works of art. The titles of the anthologies are almost as intriguing as the works within. One is entitled Turning the Clocks Forward Again, and another is entitled Where We Can Read the Wind. Another wonderful group that offers programs in the arts to those who are physically and mentally challenged is Variety, the children's charity. The organization has a children's choral group which performs throughout our region and has a very innovative children's theater. Variety Children's Theater, according to Executive Director Jan Albus, is an educational program that has been lauded both locally and nationally as a program unique only to St. Louis Variety, with a model currently considered by three other cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, and Atlanta. The theater services three types of Variety children. Those in the cast, the average is 15 very talented kids with disabilities and 15 able-bodied talented child actors. Those in the teen intern program average 10, mentored by the designers and directors of the production, and those in the audience whose teachers have received teachers' packets to guide them in the process average 1,232 per performance. This year's production of Disney's Little Mermaid told of Ariel, a mermaid so fascinated with life on land that she's willing to make a huge sacrifice for a pair of legs. And last year, when Variety produced Peter Pan and one of the physically challenged little girls flew with Peter Pan, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. The productions are first class, with such leaders as director Lara Teeter, a Muni favorite and Broadway entertainer, a full orchestra, and lavish costumes and choreography. What wonderful programs we have here in St. Louis to highlight the artistic talents of one and all. I'm Nancy Kranzberg.